to him. I rapidly threw on my clothes and was ready in a few minutes to accompany my friend down to the sitting room. A lady, dressed in black and heavily veiled, who had been sitting in the window, rose as we entered.
"Good morning, madam," said Holmes cheerily. "My name is Sherlock Holmes. This is my intimate friend and associate, Dr. Watson, before whom you can speak as freely as before myself. Ah, I'm glad to see that Mrs. Hudson has had the good sense to light the fire. Pray draw up to it, and I shall order you a cup of hot coffee, for I observe that you are shivering."
"It is not the cold which makes me shiver," said the woman in a low voice, changing her seat as requested.
"What then?"
"It is fear, Mr. Holmes. It is terror."
She raised her veil as she spoke, and we could see that she was indeed in a pitiable state of agitation. Her face, all drawn and grey, with restless, frightened eyes, like those of some hunted animal. Her features and figure were those of a woman of